easy. It can be so easy. Help me with my funds, I need somewhere to run, I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she will know. She gon' show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gon' teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell me Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, and welcome back, and as always, if you're new here, welcome, welcome. It's your girl, Just Brianna, and we're back with another episode of Easy by Just Brianna, the financial literacy and motivational podcast. So on today's episode, you guys, this is a little bonus episode. We're going to be catching up with me. I'm talking about what I was just going through and where I'm going from where I left off, basically, and what I got planned. So, as you guys know, I moved to Dallas from Philadelphia, and I moved here in October. And about 2 weeks after I moved here, I found out I was 7 weeks pregnant, and that was a journey, you guys. I want to say the day I found out I was pregnant, I felt every pregnancy symptom that you can possibly name. So, when I say my pregnancy had me sick and miserable, I don't want y'all to think that I'm being exaggerate when I say my pregnancy, the whole 6 months, had me sick and miserable. I was nauseous all day. There was no morning sickness. I don't know why they call it a morning thing. That was an all-day thing. I had heartburn. Like, I had headaches, dizzy spells. I could not sleep. And I like to eat. And baby girl, like, my daughter was messing with my eating. Like, she didn't like nothing I like. She didn't even like water. How do you not like water? Like, she didn't like water. So I was drinking a lot of juice. My skin was breaking out. It was a whole lot for me. And then to go through everything I went through for 6.5 months, I lost my daughter. And I had to push her out. So it was a whole lot. It was a whole freaking lot. I didn't go through the whole thing by myself. The person I conceived my daughter with, he was there with me. But moving to Dallas, I was on my own, and now I'm back on my own. So there is a whole lot of a journey for me to go through. It did break, I cursed so hell. It broke the shit out of me, y'all. Like, it really, really did. I lost a lot of people. I lost my mother. I lost my father. I lost my grandmother. But I want to say, losing my daughter, Kyla, that I call KK, that was the one. That was the one, y'all. That hurt me the absolute most. And for me to not even meet somebody, but to love them the way I did, for me to pray for her the way I did, for me to sing to her, talk to her. Whew. I can do this. I can do this, y'all. I'm not gonna cry. It broke me. So it was important for me to start getting moving and get motivated and doing the things I love to do and find happiness. So here we are. Here we are again. We are working back towards the things I love to do and finding happiness. I want to say that happened about a week and a half ago. I gave y'all an episode a few days ago. I'm going to try to keep the podcast as consistent as possible, giving y'all episodes every single Sunday. I'm going to start YouTube. And with this YouTube channel, it's going to be under Just Brianna LLC, but I'm going to be taking you all behind the scenes as I build High Class Peach that I briefly introduced before. But if you didn't hear about it, I'm going to go more into detail in this episode about High Class Peach. I'm going to be, of course, giving you guys some money management tools. I'm putting out a product. It's going to be a money mogul box, and I'm going to have a whole episode dedicated to that in detail, but what it is going to be a beginner-friendly financial literacy learning box. And it's going to be marketed towards children because far too much we are getting introduced to financial literacy and managing our money at the age of what, 18, 19. I want to say the earliest is probably 16. And in a growing world with our economy and everything else that's going on and the new generation, because I'm a millennial, I'm pretty old, so there's a few generations after me, and they are getting introduced to it much more sooner, but I want to make sure that children know how to manage their money before they have to actually do it themselves. So I want to push this product that I'm going to be putting out this summer. They're going to be called Money Mogul Boxes, and it's going to fall under Just Brianna LLC as well. So we got a lot to look forward to. Some business ventures. Of course, I'm going to have my services I'm going to be bringing back at one point with business and personal money financing. So there's a lot to look forward to. Now, High Class Peach. High Class Peach is what got me to Dallas. I did some logo development, web development, business card development, YouTube intro and outro development. I made some cartoons of people, things of that nature. I did some graphic design, right? And I'm going to be adding to it. I'm going to basically open up a boutique. And it's going to be very selective. I'm going to be selling very selective things. And I'm going to have, I guess, I'm going to dedicate a whole episode to High Class Peach too. But it's not going to be so much that I'm going to be talking about on here about it, because I'm going to be dedicating my YouTube channel to it, and I'm going to be taking you guys behind the scenes as I build inventory and paperwork and contracting for space and things of that nature. So it's going to be a whole lot to look forward to. I'm going to be doing a lot on my own. I'm going to be looking for assistance soon, because I need to build a team. Maybe building a team will help me with this consistent thing, because when I take these hard hits at life, I don't have nobody to kind of keep things going. So I always have to abruptly stop. And since 2017, I've lost somebody. I want to say 2020 was the only year I didn't lose somebody. And unfortunately, I lost her in 2021. So, you know, I got a lot to look forward to. I got a lot to keep me busy. I'm motivated. I'm inspired. I don't have a lot of hate in my heart. I don't have hate in my heart at all. I'm hurt, of course, but I still love unconditionally. So I'm just looking forward to growth. I'm looking forward to happiness. I'm looking forward to consistency. I'm looking forward to what God has in store for me. I'm going to be bringing a lot of spiritual things to the platform. I want to try to keep it as open as possible, because I don't want to shy away other people from other religions. But I do praise God in all aspects. When I'm low, when I'm high, and I let it be known. I praise God out loud. So, yeah, this has been a quick catch up with me. We got a lot to look forward to. The next episode, I'm going to be talking about a few things, but of course we're going to be staying on topic of financial literacy and keeping it motivational. So we're going to be talking about three ways to invest into your future with little to no money. We're going to be talking about the reasons why you're not achieving your goals. And then we're also going to be talking about how to build your emergency funds now. That's all going to be coming to you this month, every Sunday. So sit tight, subscribe, stay on the roll with JB. I know it's been bumpy. I know it's been on and off, but I'm so happy that I always got people that's willing to stay on this journey with me, and that's always ready to tune in and ready to be a part of this journey with me. So as always, you guys, thank you so, so much for listening, and God bless. I just want to say, if you're still here and listening, you're a real one. I really, really appreciate you sitting here listening through my ads, because those ads at the end of these podcasts is what gets your girl paid. We need some coins. So thank you if you're still here from listening. You know, I got 1,200 subscribers. Ugh. We've been at this for what? 3 years, and I got 1,200 subscribers. I can freaking scream. I'm just a small little city. I'm not even from the city. I'm like from the outskirts of Philadelphia, but I moved to Philadelphia and then I moved to Dallas. But I'm just like this small girl with big dreams, and I'm so happy for the support that I get from you guys, and it warms my heart. So if you're still here and you're still listening and you listen to that darn ad, thank you. And listen every freaking episode if you can, because I need my coin. All right, stay blessed.